a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
It's Friday, fuck it.
It's Friday!
Yay, woo! Happy Friday, everybody!
Happy Friday! Cheers!
Oh, yes, cheers.
You've been in the car for 2 hours taking
Tyler. Thank you, yes. Tyler made it safely to the airport. He's off to Poland. Mm. Have fun, Ty.
So I made you frozen drinks because I wasn't sure how your day was. And I set up the background where it looks like we're on vacation.
Yes. I needed this because I haven't been on vacation enough in the last month.
I wanted to keep it going for you because I know you're off this weekend. You're just not doing a damn thing this weekend.
I told you and Bestie if I had plans this weekend, I'd cancel them. You know, and I saw our favorite Brie at the store.
Oh.
And I was like, thank God your wedding. Well, they're getting married.
Yes.
And then we're going to celebrate their marriage, right? And I said, thank God it's next weekend because if it was this weekend, I probably wouldn't go. I'm so tired.
I'd come pick you up.
I know.
You have a dress with pockets. You have to go.
I have to go. I would totally go, but I would just be like at the table.
She went a couple days without any nail polish. She always has her nails done, but she needed to somehow, I think she had to take the polish off and then she got them done today. So she was
fresh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting, it's the countdown.
Woo!
I actually know two people. So I have a friend, her name is Lexi, on my personal page, and she's getting married.
Ooh.
And today I think she posted 10 more days, so she's next weekend as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. And one of our, like, one of my favorite coworkers, her daughter gets married this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a coworker flying out to Nashville, I believe.
Ooh.
Right now.
To get married?
To go to a wedding.
Oh, to go to a wedding. Well, that's still fun.
Yeah.
I'd go to Nashville for a wedding.
I guess I need to finish my sentence. Yeah. It's been a long day waiting for you to come here.
It is currently 7:15 on Thursday night. We will be putting this out tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yep, in 10 hours. Cool. Perfect. So we asked everyone online.
Okay.
I like doing this every week. I feel like people are ready for it
now.
We ask a question, they give us all the answers, and it was grocery shopping etiquette.
Yeah.
So we got two things, of course, right? I did AI, ChatGPT.
I like this new thing.
I know. We got a little something
it's
going on.
It's kind of creepy, but I kind of like
creepy.
It.
A lot of the answers from the robot also were the same as those that responded, but some people were really good. Yeah.
I believe the whole shopping cart, putting it away, that's like self-governing,
right?
I
was just going to ask you, what's number one for you?
That's my biggest pet peeve. Like, I will literally walk out to my car and just see shopping carts all around, and I will take a second, and I will put them back.
Good for you. I do not.
No. You just leave them.
I leave them.
I feel like leaving them is like bad karma.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why I have just the worst luck ever.
I mean, sometimes you win on scratch-offs.
I take that back. I'm not that terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if one is up on the curb or it's a windy day, like, they're situational.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in. But maybe I'm lucky because where I shop, they have really great workers there.
Okay.
Team members.
Yeah.
And I don't think I actually notice it because it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's like,
I wanna,
they leave it.
That.
They leave it and the employee is right there like, oh, let me take that
it.
For
yes,
you
yes.
and make them feel bad.
Where we came from, yes, but I don't shop there too often anymore.
I know, me
so
neither.
That could be the difference. That might be why I don't notice or why I don't do it.
This drink is delicious.
Good. It's pineapple, vodka lemonade, and just a couple splashes of lemon juice because we didn't have lemon.
Yeah.
Because I was going to make like a margarita, but we don't have tequila on the, believe it or not, we have all the
you
stuff
have everything
at the bar.
Else. Jeez.
So I'll have to get tequila for next time when I think you're having
makes
day.
My mouth water.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
I think
good.
It's the pineapple, right?
It's good, yeah.
I did a trial and Steve was like, ooh, that's really strong. I go, good, she'll love it. Add a little more ice and that's it.
Thank God I only have to drive like 4 miles home.
So would you like to do AI or Facebook people first?
Let me hear Facebook people.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to go with newest comments. Sometimes I always do as they go. So Marcella says, well, it goes both ways. Taking up the whole aisle just to chat with someone they haven't seen in years. I'll just stop there because that's annoying.
Yes.
You know your surroundings, people.
Exactly.
I think Bestie kind of mentioned something like that too.
Yeah.
Like leaving carts next to cars, put them away. And then, can I help you find something? Sorry, I don't work in this department. Enough said.
Yeah.
Like she kind of mentions a few things there. The biggest one that I thought was that she says they open up a package to see the item, but then decide to put
it back.
They
just leave it. Yes. They don't even bother putting it back into the package.
Yes.
I'm one, because I will. If it's like an easy open, you just flip open the top. And it's not like food related.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like socks in a box, I don't know why socks would be in a box, but
sure.
If it was, you know, and I want to feel them, then I would open it, feel them, and I would put it back, you know?
Sure. Makes sense. How about in media, though? You're going to open up, you know, batteries, or you're going to, well, that's just theft. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't open anything.
Don't open it.
You can easily return it, right?
You can return it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if it
doesn't
fit.
And then she just said, like, she could go on for days. So, Drew says, from his cart pusher days, stop leaving your garbage in the cart.
Yes.
We are not trash collectors.
Yes.
What did we call them? What did we call?
Garbage pandas?
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that.
I remember asking Paul, how long have you been a garbage panda? And everybody just started dying laughing. Go listen to that episode. Okay, goodbye.
So my biggest thing is the store flyers, like the sales papers.
Shouldn't we be pretty much done with those now? We're very digital now.
There's a lot of old people that don't know how to do it. And it's fine.
As our husbands walk into the store and go and grab it, open it up to see what's
for
sale.
Absolutely.
Sunday mornings.
Absolutely. Johnny gets so excited for like the Clipper.
Oh,
we get the Clipper magazine around here. It has like all the ads. It's got coupons for pizza places and whatever.
You just never know what you
need. He always saves it. We never use it.
Same.
Never use it.
Although a restaurant by us, we do.
Do you?
Yes.
Which restaurant?
Squire.
Oh,
they always
Squire
have $5 or $10
good.
Bucks off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. With the fire and the popcorn, forget about it.
I do love the popcorn there.
So he goes on to say the amount of pop bottles, coffee cups, sales flyers, plates and cups from samples. Forget the
sample people,
right?
Oh, there's a garbage can right by the sample person.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like 800 garbage cans throughout the store.
Yeah.
Although every time I need one, I'll have my hands full of garbage and I'm like, no garbage can.
Yeah, of course.
Whenever I need one, I can't find one.
That's why you put a plastic bag in your car and you leave it for the garbage. That's what I do. And then you just empty it when you get
home. You got the plastic bags and produce and meat now. You know, they always have them in meat.
Yeah, use that.
Put it in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also, what was I going to say?
That's all right. Think about it because I'm going to drink. No, keep going.
What was I going to say about the garbage? I can't remember.
That's okay. It gave me time to drink my drink. So Bessie says, abandoning items in random places.
Yes. How about the salmon we would find underneath the jeans?
Stop.
For a week, we'd be like, what the hell stinks over
here? Okay, can I say that I think that's someone that was going to steal it and then forgot which jeans they put
it
on there because that person got fired.
Or, or it was some freaking teenagers.
Maybe.
Causing trouble.
Maybe.
Little shits.
She says, having a powwow with Debbie from your kid's school, talking about how you really need to get the kids together.
Oh,
and she says, we all know you're not getting together.
You're
stop
getting
chatting.
Together. Stop pretending like you even like that person. Just do like the rest of us do and act like you didn't even see him at the store.
She mentions cherry pits all over. I know we've mentioned that before.
Ew.
Stop. Spitting
it's like
your cherry pits everywhere.
Late June, early July, you start finding the cherry pits everywhere.
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh. And then she also says leaving their minor children unattended and not ensuring that they aren't destroying the store. For me, it's always a safety thing.
Safety.
The mom that walks away with the kid that's not belted in or locked in or they're in the back of the cart standing where it's just a head flip over.
Yes.
We've seen that many times.
So many times.
So many times.
And somebody could steal your kid.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays?
You know what I mean?
It.
There was a weird guy at the store today. I was watching him. Mm. I was like, I'm watching you, motherfucker, because you're acting very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went to security, but I was like, do I want to take it that far?
Right.
I'm
know,
just going to keep an
weird,
eye on
right?
him, you know?
See something, say something, but you didn't. You know, I got to take another sip of drink. Hold on a second. Let me take a sip of drink. What I was going to say is,
even if you're not ready for the day, it cannot always be night. Sorry. A little soundbite there for you.
It's great. We got to get buzzed more often and record. No.
I need to just stay up for like 36 hours, apparently. Drive a lot.
I was going to say, even when they're older, there are weird people in the store.
Oh, yeah.
We just had it happen last week. Julie and I ran to go to the store to grab a couple things. And for I felt like every time we turned down an aisle, we were looking, the same guy was right behind us. He didn't have the same stuff in his cart.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, and he was just looking at random stuff. And she knows, I have taught them from itty bitty that what I say in public,
yes,
it's because of your safety.
Right.
So I would say, go to my left. And she immediately walks to my left so that I'm blocking her view because he doesn't want to look at an over 40-year-old woman. I'm telling you.
You never know.
Yeah, no.
There's some weird people out
and
there.
She knows. My kids know, you know. Yeah. Like, I just say, can you go to the left? Or, you know, and I'll say it out loud. Like, just.
And you have gorgeous kids.
And she does. Well,
we have to be extra worried about them. No.
People are just weird.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and, you know, she's younger than
me. Seriously,
so.
Because, like, I thought that dude was following me, and I was like, what does he want to do with
people
my fat
are
ass?
Weird. I have the Daily Bitch calendar for my sister-in-law, and today it says, people are just fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's what it
absolutely.
Says on there. It's so true. So it doesn't matter how old or whatever. You just got to know your surroundings. And in this day and age of us looking at our cell phones and you're busy working, you just got to kind of look up every once in a while. But
okay,
back to the etiquette.
That's part of my etiquette.
Oh.
Is when you are an employee, look around every once in a while.
Yeah.
You're so focused on your work. And I've caught myself so many times being like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Are you trying to get in here?
Sure.
Here, let me get out of your way. And they go, no, no, you're not in the way. And then they slowly creep to right where I was working. And I'm like, aww. It's okay. Just grab what you need. Tell me to get out of the way.
Yeah, I always say that. Just yell at me if I'm in your way.
Yeah.
And they always say no.
I know.
No, no, no.
It's no, you're not.
Yeah.
And they pretend to look at something else on a shelf over. And then they go, I do need that grated Parmesan that's right in front of where you were working.
Oh, gosh. So whether you're a worker or you're a shopper, know your surroundings
for all reasons,
yes. Right? So Julia had a big one. A lot of people reacted to this one. She said, talking on the phone when ordering and then being like 1 second with their finger up in the air.
Ew.
So look at how funny this is.
I see that.
Yeah.
1 second. Yeah. That, okay, can we, I don't know, maybe somebody said this, but talking on speakerphone also.
Yes, someone did say that.
Yes. That is so annoying. I do not want to hear you talk to your cousin about your deadbeat baby daddy.
Yapping on the phone, Nikki said, especially speakerphone.
Yes.
I don't need to hear all your business, Martha.
You know,
I love how they add in all the names.
Nobody said Karen yet.
Nobody
said Karen yet. I would be so confused when Bluetooth earpieces first came out.
Oh, forget
right?
it. I still am.
Like, probably like, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago or so. I'd be like, oh, are you talking to me? And they'd like point to their ear. No, I'm on the phone. You know, and it's like, well, you're standing in front of my service desk, so what can I do you for?
I had someone walk up and he said, you know, something about the cake mixes or something like that. And I said, oh, sure, they're over here. But he was on his Bluetooth.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, yeah, hold on a second, babe. And I'm like, huh? And I like
turn
around.
Me, babe.
Don't call me babe.
You call him a babe.
Oh, gosh. My friend Grace, Dave Matthews Band fan.
Ooh.
I've known her for a long time. She says, I have a whole lot of them. But the one is the people that leave their cart in the middle of the aisle.
Yes.
And then go, you know, shop somewhere. Yes. So that's
my husband.
I think
we talked about your husband doing this.
Speaking of someone that doesn't know his surroundings when he's shopping, he is very like zoned into what he needs. He will walk in front of people. He will put the cart anywhere.
Oh my God.
I just spend the whole time shopping with him, like babysitting his moves.
Moving the cart here, moving the cart there. You can't leave it there. You got to move it over
here.
Like,
Steve, you just walked in front of that person. He's, oh, I did? And he's so sweet. You know, he doesn't realize
that. So oblivious. I wish I could just be that oblivious to things.
Oh gosh. How's Johnny shopping?
Very slow.
Oh, okay.
I usually walk ahead of him
and I
hit four aisles and come back and like throw everything in the shopping cart. And then he'll be like, look at these cool pickles, you know? And I'm like, you've been here for 20 fucking minutes. Shopping list is done. Let's go to checkout.
Does he put his cart in the middle or is he off to the side?
Though? He's usually pretty aware.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like he would be.
And his problem, just like your husband's problem too, is they always run into people they know.
Yo, yes.
So that's another thing is he'll be standing there talking to somebody and I'm like, I'm going to go four aisles over, grab this, this, and this, and then bring it back. You're still talking. Cool. I'm going to go grab lunch meat. Come back. You're still talking. I'm going to check out. If you're not at the car when I get there, I'm leaving without you. It's only a 2 mile walk. You can do it.
So Megan went the other way and she said she tries to put her cart back. And then when she has the kids, you know, loaded up with all the groceries, and then intentionally she parks closer to a rack.
Yes.
Right? So load the kids.
Yes.
Or how does that go? Is it load the groceries, load the kids? You want to keep them in your sight.
So right?
Load the kids first?
It scares me to, like, put them in the car first, because then, what, you got to go return your cart and somebody hops in your car and steals
it. Oh, okay, okay.
You know, and then, like, groceries are replaceable. Take my groceries. I don't give a shit about that. My kids are not replaceable. I've never known the right way to do that.
Yes.
You know, I've watched plenty of people load their carts, and I'm just thinking, is that how I would do it if I had kids?
Yes.
You know,
I don't
know.
I don't remember how I used to do it.
Probably just left them at home when
and
went shopping.
And I kind of probably, I was observing the past couple weeks because I knew we were going to talk about it. So I did see a lot of people groceries first, but the baby was right there in front of them.
Yeah.
Groceries in the back, and then the cart goes around to the car, into the car seat. But then they still got to put the cart away.
Right.
But maybe, like Megan said, by the corral.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is you lock it. You know,
I see a lot of times people will take the kids to the corral, take the kid out of the cart, and then walk back to the car.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Right, that's a great idea, actually. Melissa says, asking, do you work here? As I'm crawling around on the floor facing product on the bottom shelves.
Absolutely not.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, but that's something that I say no to, right?
Oh, right.
You know, I could be crawling on the floor facing shelves, and no, I do not work here. So,
that's true.
But usually I say, no, I don't, but I'm a vendor. I could possibly help you. What are you looking for?
And do they usually have you help them then?
Yes.
Or do they say, oh, no, that's okay? Because they really don't know what a vendor is.
I'd say 99 out of 100 times, yes.
You're
they have me
people.
Help them. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I had an older gentleman ask me for ground pork today because Drew's favorite. We're doing meat resets.
He's
like,
Hi,
I know I'm going to. He's like, I heard you're starting meat resets. I can't wait to hear about it on the podcast. And I had a gentleman say, do you have ground pork? And I was like, yeah, right here. Like, literally, and he's, that's not what I thought it looked like, you know?
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, I'm not really sure what you thought it would look like.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
Ground up meat. It's not beef, it's not chicken, it's not turkey, it's pork, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he was going to make his own breakfast sausage, and I was like, that's very interesting. Can you send me that recipe, please?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, we have one more. Katie, Truly Italy. She's actually coming back on the show.
Yes. Yay!
She's going to bring wine.
Oh,
so good. She says hers is people trying to cut in line because they have two items. So just wait your turn or go to the 10 or less.
Yeah.
They kind of act like, and I remember telling the story probably 2 years ago now already on here, which I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
Where the cashier start, I had probably 25 items, and there was an older couple behind me that had maybe like a handful. And the cashier started ringing up my order, so I couldn't tell them to.
Right.
And there was no other register open, and I could hear them having a conversation. Well, we only have four. We only have five items.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know why we just can't go around. So I intentionally ignored them because you can't speak to me.
Right.
Like, it was just a strange
thing. You just
got to
talk shit about me behind
my
back.
Yeah, it was just so strange. So
wait your turn.
Yeah, it was very strange.
You've waited
people are just weird.
You've waited this long in the world. You
people
can wait a little longer.
People are just fucking weird.
Fucking weird. People are very weird.
All right, should we go to AI?
Yes. What did AI say?
So a lot of repeats here. So our friends on the Facebook page know what they're talking about. So it says, etiquette involves being considerate and respectful to other shoppers and store staff. I love that it said that. While ensuring a smooth and pleasant shopping experience for everyone. Here are some grocery shopping etiquette tips. Cart and basket etiquette. Return shopping carts.
Yes.
To the designated areas, like we already talked about.
Yes.
Do not leave your cart or basket in the middle of an aisle blocking others. Done. AI's right. It does mention social distancing. One margarita later. I was like tasting it as I was making it for like a half an hour before you came. Respect social distancing guidelines. So, I mean, that's probably in 2020, but really we work, you know, Julia was at a store and a woman came up with her basket like right next to her.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Keep your space still.
I feel like that was.
We're both.
The vid gave the introverts like the time of their life, right?
Oh, yes.
The introverts were like, I get to work from home and it's like normal for me to order food and groceries online.
Mm-hmm.
Like living the dream.
Yeah.
And not the dream that Bestie sent us. Bestie sent us a meme and it was, when I say I'm living the dream, this is the dream I'm living. And it was Freddy Krueger. And I was so like, funny. Same girl, same.
Shopping lists. Make a shopping list to help you navigate the store efficiently and stick to your list to minimize your time in the store.
Like, I just grab as I go.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I do too. I mean, I have an idea like of right. what dinner's going to be. Or
like,
lunch
I know
gonna
I'm
going
to make lasagna. I'm going to get the shit for lasagna. Yeah. But anything that I come across on the way to get the stuff for lasagna, I'm like, that looks good. Yeah. I'm going to grab that. Oh, chocolate cake. Yes, please.
Yep.
Happy birthday again, Tyler. We had chocolate cake last night for his birthday.
Did he stay?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
He came out Wednesday. He had to go down into the city, right? Today's Thursday. Yeah. So he came down Wednesday morning. He had to go out to the city, and then he spent the night. And then he was with Johnny. He hung out with Johnny all day today.
Oh,
they worked
amazing.
On the truck together.
Oh, nice.
They did some manly stuff together.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, I took him to the airport.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
So then I have to go back in 3 weeks and pick him up again. I just set an alarm in my phone so I don't forget.
So this one is U.S., okay? It says, respect the aisles. Keep to the right side
yes.
of the aisle like you're driving, like you drive here. This is U.S.
Absolutely.
To allow easy passage for others. I feel like that's probably my biggest etiquette.
Yes.
People don't do that anymore.
They don't.
Why are you walking on the wrong
side?
They
forgot.
They absolutely forgot.
They didn't shop all of 2021 or 2022 and they forgot.
And I am that person that's going to show you how to do it because I will keep walking the way that we're supposed to.
Yeah. I generally move out of people's way. I'm very passive in that because... I get annoyed.
You're in stores a lot, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I have a little fight in me yet.
You know, and it's so annoying because, like, produce is one of the most annoying places because there is no straight walkway, right?
Right.
You're going around potatoes and tomatoes and melons and pumpkins and all sorts of shit. And then you got the outside is, like, refrigerator and the wet wall and everything. And people lose their minds when they're going through there, I swear to God. They see me coming, and they're coming, you know, we're walking towards each other, and they'll just turn right in front of me. And I'm like, oh, and there's no other place for me to go because it's, like, between two displays. So I have to back up and then go around the display. And I'm like, yeah, because I wasn't going to fucking walk through there. You just take up the whole produce area, I guess.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So funny about produce, because the next one is product handling. Handle food items with care, especially in produce and bakery goods.
Yeah.
Don't be all like up in the melons and like slamming stuff down and, you know, rocking the tomatoes and you're bruising it for everybody else. Don't throw the bananas down. Leave that to the store team. Let them get mad and throw
what
shit.
What drives me crazy is another thing. Lots of things drive me crazy. Another thing
We're
is when there's a bunch of single bananas. But then somebody will walk up and take a bunch of 12 bananas, break off two, and then be like, oh, nope, I don't like those two. I'm going to break off another two. Like, I get if you only want six, so maybe split it right in half. But, like, do you have to keep peeling them off two by two until you find the two you like? Really? And you're getting two bananas. You're going to eat them in, like, the next 2 days. You're probably going to eat one of them today.
On the way
you
home.
Know? Yeah.
So now we have a whole 4 foot. Four deck of
yes.
single bananas
that nobody wants because they've all been pinched and bruised and dropped and gross.
It says if you decide not to purchase an item, return it to its proper place.
That's, you know, sometimes I just take it to the service desk. I'm like, I changed my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone else can put it away. And sorry.
The sad news here is that 99% of the people that listen to this podcast work at a store and would do that. The 1%, maybe they're learning.
Yeah.
But no one listens to this podcast and will learn that customer-wise. This is all retail people.
Yeah.
And essentials. Let's see. How about sampling? Avoid sampling food or drinks in the store unless it's a designated sampling station.
And spit in your cherry pits everywhere.
Yeah. Use disposable utensils and napkins if provided. I feel for those sample people.
Yeah,
because,
I couldn't handle that.
You know,
yeah.
You got a garbage nearby, but you're whole store, you're finding those little cups, the white little cups with the wooden spoons
or
plastics, and they're
everywhere.
They're in cereal.
What about the people who go to like the hot bar and they'll get some chicken wings?
And eat it as they go.
Then they just walk through the store eating it, and then they just leave it somewhere.
I have found bones before.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks, chicken sandwich wrappers.
Yeah.
All the time.
Checkouts. B Be prepared to pay promptly and have your payment method ready. What do you think?
You got a pen?
Oh, to write a check?
You got a pen? Ma'am, you don't have to fill out the check. It gets printed and gets right. Yeah, but I like to have the amount on it. You want me to write the amount on it for you? Well, no, I want to fill it out. Ma'am, you don't have to fill out the check.
I'm going to print it for you.
I'm going to print it for you. I'm going to give it right back.
Why are we still writing checks?
Why, Johnny? I come home today. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, bills. Oh, God. You got any stamps? I bought them 100 pack of stamps from Costco. They're gone.
That's a lot of mail.
He mails all of his bills in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There are some companies that we cannot do that anymore.
No.
It's all online.
All digital.
Yeah. Everybody's working from home.
Johnny's a dying breed, man. Still mailing out checks.
Yeah. That's all right. Do not use express lanes if you have more items than it's specified.
Now that one, I'm weird about.
Me too.
Like if it's 10 items or less and you have 25 of the same thing, I'm going to be like, go through the express lane. Oh, okay. Because right? They can hit the quantity button.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 25 jars of the same exact flavor of spaghetti sauce, go through the express lane.
Yeah.
But if it's 25 different items and like fruit and veggies that need to be weighed out and all that stuff, then wait your ass in line.
Yeah.
Or go to self-checkout.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Bagging groceries. If you're bagging your own groceries, which a lot of people will be like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying. The company's not paying me to bag my own groceries.
You should see the face I'm making right now.
Do it efficiently to keep the checkout line moving.
Yeah.
Offer assistance to the cashier if you have a large order.
I always do.
Me too. I like that.
I like, they start scanning. I throw my card in, put in my membership number, whatever, my coupon number.
Yep.
I say, throw it up top. I will bag it.
Yes.
Generally because I hate how they bag.
Okay.
I put all my shit together, like items together, and it's like they're putting two in a bag. I get it. The bags are weak, but put all the shit in one bag, okay? I don't want to make 45 trips to bring it into the house.
You know, and as a cashier, I actually went to see a new one, so I just have a couple tips. Don't worry about how the people put it on the belt. Like, just if it's not chemicals, just keep putting all the stuff together. If the customer's not complaining about it, put all the meat together. Even there's tofu in there unless they tell you not to. Yeah. The customers will tell you.
Yeah.
Just go with it. Yeah. Just go with it. Go with it.
If they don't group it together on the belt, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was watching the girl kind of deciding, so she had like three bags. So it was like, well, this one's going to be for cereal and chips, and this one's going to be for the... Don't worry about it. Yeah. Stick it all together.
Yeah.
If it's like that on the belt.
I always tell them, too, like, I'm not picky, and I'm not going far.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you throw my bacon in with my bananas. It doesn't bother me.
And if the customer complains about it, tell them to put their stuff on the belt a little better.
Well, Meredith's lippy. She's like, you just tell them to fuck off. Go shop somewhere else.
If you want to keep your job, I guess don't do that.
You just say it under your breath where they can't hear you.
Children and pets. So I would like to remind everyone that even if you're not a germaphobe, you could care less about COVID, all that kind of stuff, you put your food where children's diapered butts sit and where some people put their small pets.
Yeah.
So if you have allergies or if you don't want shit, just wipe it down.
Yeah.
Just wipe the seat down.
I think that's probably my least worry.
Yeah. No, me I'm too, not. Really. But
yeah, I ain't worried about it.
It is something that I sort of think about and kind of like, meh. But yeah. I don't know.
Like the
think
stores I work at now, they have those wipe dispensers like all throughout the store.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, because like maybe you get a leaky package of meat or something.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe your child shits everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, I don't really... That's the least of my worries.
Maybe I'm a germaphobe.
A little bit. Like, I've never even thought about a kid's shitty diaper in the cart.
I wonder how many people are going, okay, yeah, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, kids are dirty to me.
Kids are gross.
Sorry, except for mine. Mine are perfect.
Kids are gross.
But, you know,
germy.
They're picking their nose and they're always the mouths or the hands and then they shit their diaper and pee it. And then I'm going to put my lettuce in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was laughing because
Maybe not.
I went to the cabin with Todd and Erica, my besties.
I'm so hot.
And their kids.
Yeah.
And I always make trail mix, right?
Yes.
And I was like, here's a container of trail mix for each of you. These are your containers of trail mix. You do not eat out of anybody else's containers of trail mix. Like, they're those, you can stick your dirty fingers in them, you know, and I'm laughing. This is my favorite story of last weekend. Mm-hmm. So Todd and Erica's daughter catches a frog. She was so excited.
Oh.
So she's hanging on to it for like 10 minutes. And we're like, you got to let the frog go. And she goes, but look, it's dancing. And she's got her hand under the frog's legs going boop, boop, boop.
Oh.
And all I could think of was, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime child. You know that cartoon from a long time ago?
Amazing.
So I said that, and we all had a good laugh. And we're like, now go put it back. But then I was like, yeah. And then she was like putting worms on the hook for her little brother and stuff. Make sure you don't eat out of my trail mix, okay? You got your own trail mix.
That's awesome. Did you put almonds in there? Like, did you save Erica's teeth?
From the pistachios.
Pistachios, that's what it was.
Yes, I made sure the pistachios had
pistachios.
No shells on them.
Oh,
this time.
Good. Yeah. That's what it was. Yes,
it was
yes,
only
yes.
once. I only did that once. Thought it was a great addition. Apparently not when you're trying to eat it in the dark. Sorry, Erica.
Just a couple more. Be patient and courteous. I think that's out the window.
That never happens.
That's like out the window. Like, I'm laughing inside about that and crying at the same time in the cooler.
People only go grocery shopping when they are on a very strict time limit.
Yes. I think Katie from Truly Italy, I have it closed now, but I think she said something about that. Yeah. Like, where are you rushing? Yes. Like, go to take the time.
Yes.
Somebody said that.
Yeah. But you know what? I felt bad. Like, today I'm driving home from the airport. It's 6:45. And I see this lady trying to drive and fix her kid's, like, iPad at the same time. She's passing it back. And I'm thinking, man, these kids aren't even, like my scenario in my head, because I make up stories for everybody, right? So she, like, went to work, dropped them off at the babysitter. She's just getting them from the babysitter to go home and make dinner and gets to spend, what, 10 minutes with them in the bath, read them a story, and put them to bed, you know? Oh. Like, I don't mean to make anybody feel bad because I love kids, but man, I'm so glad I didn't have to do that. I don't think I could handle it. I feel for people who are rushing in the store because that's my story for them. I'm like, man, they got to go get the kids from the babysitter. They got to go home, make dinner, give them a bath, read them a story, put them to bed.
Fix the iPad.
You know, fix the iPad while they're driving with their knee, you know, like. It's a rat race, and I don't think I think if I had kids, I'd probably be in a mental institution.
And this is why we drink.
I don't think I could handle it.
Oh, gosh. So it talks about hygiene. I do have a story. This morning, I went and got a Powerball ticket because it's $550 million
right
now. I could be – oh, no, it's Thursday. So on Saturday, we will be millionaires.
Okay.
And a woman – it smelled like maybe she shit herself and shouldn't be sitting in a basket. And she also, I'm not picking. She smelled. Like, I walked in, I was like, whoa, wash your jacket. Maybe had a couple cats.
Oh, my God.
Maybe rolled around in dog shit.
God, you just gave me the worst PTSD from working at the store.
Oh, God.
Some of them, I feel so bad. You know, they live alone and they just.
Oh, God.
You know, they forget to wash their stuff.
Oh,
they probably
man.
Think, I only wore this twice. I'm sure it's fine,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, no, you got gravy on it, girl. I hope that's gravy on it.
Just wash it up a little bit. You know,
oh,
throw
geez.
That jacket in the washer. Obviously, I don't know her situation, but
stinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It talks about phones. It talks about parking lot etiquette. It does mention helping others. Like, if you see someone struggling, help them. A lot of people in the Mark carts, like the older people that maybe have a back leg hips type thing.
And
we were just
usually
at the
stinky,
store.
But help them anyway.
Well, this lady actually was clean. So she has a nurse, live-in nurse. And she just said, can you grab that for me? It was like mac and cheese. I'm like, heck yeah, you're having mac and cheese tonight. I will get that for you.
Yeah.
You know, just nice stuff.
I
just
always try to help people. And they always seem so surprised that you help them. Like if they don't ask first, if you say, oh, can I help you? And they go, oh my gosh. You know, and it's like, oh,
I know.
What a terrible, cruel world we live in.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to think I'm a jerk. Steve and I were walking in, and I was watching this lovely, clean, not stinky older lady muscle her groceries into the trunk of her car. And I'm walking past her, and I had the thought, like, should I ask her? But she looked like she was actually, like, kind of in fit. Maybe this was her workout for the day.
Yeah.
So I didn't stop. But she was struggling, you know, like, and putting it in there. But I thought to myself, like, if that
water
was me,
softener,
I'd be like,
salt in there. Yeah.
She only had two bags.
Yeah, she's got it.
Yeah.
She like picks it up, falls over.
The biggest Tide family size. I'm a jerk.
Oh, God.
But I actually thought, man, it almost looks like, I think it was maybe what she was wearing. She just looked like she was
Meredith,
with it.
We all wear yoga pants now.
That's true. That's true. All right. Next time I'm going to help her. Next time I see her, I'm going to help her. And I'm a real jerk
gotta,
on this episode.
She's got to do it again when she gets home.
Well, I'm not going home with her.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Like,
I'm allergic to cats.
And shit in people's pants.
Yeah, and diapers. Pets. Forget it. I'm allergic to everything. Get away from me.
Oh, God.
And then the
Get
last
away
one.
From me.
And then the last one is follow store policies. Again, out the window.
Yeah, right.
Out the window.
They don't even know what the policies are.
You know, I don't even care about your health, your etiquette, anything like that. I mostly just care about safety. You know, yeah. I just don't slip and fall, or just don't cut yourself, or just don't, you know, anything like that. Just,
stop spitting your pits on the floor.
I don't care if you yell at me. I don't care if you run your card into me. Just don't, well, obviously don't hurt me, but mainly it's just safety. Like, just think about safety.
Yeah.
You drop like
I cut myself today.
Ooh,
first thing.
Ooh. Meat resets.
Meat resets, man. You got to put just on extra shirts. Lotion during meat resets.
Oh, and then it burns.
Because you fuck your hands up. I was like, I could use a Band-Aid, but I'm not filling out an accident report. So we're just going
to
ignore
oh,
it.
Oh, do you have to do that for a Band-Aid?
Okay, that was always like our safety thing. Like, if it requires a Band-Aid, it requires an accident report.
Oh, gosh.
And just imagine
your own Band-Aids.
You split your whole mid drift open.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
you
did.
Were like, I'm just going to ignore that
yeah,
till 9:30.
I just almost removed my own kidney and spleen and anything else that's on that side. I felt it
you know
going
what?
Down
and
my pant leg.
I was so mad today I didn't bring a lunch, so I didn't have my lunchbox because I always have Band-Aids in my lunchbox.
Shoot.
See?
Bring your lunch.
That's what I get.
Bring your lunch.
Tomorrow I'm not bringing my lunch.
No, you're not.
No, it's Friday.
You got half a day.
We go out to eat tomorrow.
I'll see you there. How about that?
It's a deal.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Go be nice to people.
Get your card out of the fucking way.
Next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Podcast is brought to you by Namecad Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.